Hello, welcome to the Dinner Than Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be going over our recipe for black beans and rice. Black beans and rice is a tasty Cuban recipe with chicken broth, white rice, garlic, cumin, cayenne pepper, and black beans. There's nothing better than our recipe for Mexican rice as a side dish to go with Latin food, except maybe this black beans and rice recipe. The beans give the rice a delicious, rich flavor and are a great source of protein. If you're looking for a rice recipe with a quick cook time for a busy weeknight, then this is the recipe for you. Black beans and rice is a great side dish and can be served up with burritos, enchiladas, tacos, and more. If this is your first time making dinner, or you're trying to teach the kids a fun way to cook rice, this is an easy recipe to start with. Black beans and rice are a traditional Spanish dish that are a favorite in Cuba. According to Cuban tradition, black beans and rice represent Spanish history, with the beans representing Muslim Moors and the rice representing Christians. The idea is that separate both elements are wonderful, but together they make an even better, more delicious dish. The combined flavors in this black beans and rice dish make it a perfect side to bring to family dinners and potlucks. The dish is packed with flavor on its own and is well worth the minimal effort. Some delicious dinners to serve black beans and rice on the side of are classic chicken enchiladas, grilled cilantro lime chicken, shrimp tacos, or steak fajitas. You can find the recipes for all these delicious and easy meals on the Dinner Than Dessert website. Let's go over some easy variations on black beans and rice. You can try serving up your black beans and rice topped with fresh cilantro, sour cream, or a sprinkle of lime juice. You can also add meat to the recipe to make black beans and rice a meal on their own. Black beans and rice with chicken, as well as black beans and rice with sausage, are two delicious variations that are popular in Cuban cuisine. You can try making spicy black beans and rice by adding in or serving with chilies or red peppers, or add a dash of hot sauce. You can also mix in chopped green bell peppers, jalapeno slices, or fresh avocado. If you add a green pepper, make sure to add it fairly early on to keep it from being tough. You can make your black beans and rice vegan. This recipe is already pretty close to being completely vegan. All you have to do is exchange the chicken broth for vegetable broth. Once you make the change, this recipe uses no animal products and is perfectly vegan-friendly. If you have any leftover black beans and rice, they'll stay good at room temperature for about 2 hours. After that, you want to store them in a sealable container, like a Tupperware or airtight bag, and they'll be good in the fridge for up to a week. Or to make them last up to 3 weeks, you can freeze them in an airtight container. You should always allow black beans and rice to cool to room temperature before you seal them. Now let's go over our recipe for black beans and rice. Start by adding 2 tablespoons vegetable oil to a pot on medium-high heat. Then add 1 chopped yellow onion and 2 cloves minced garlic and cook for 4 minutes. Add 3/4 cup uncooked white rice and cook for 2 minutes. Add 1.5 cups of chicken broth and 1 14-ounce can diced tomatoes with chilies and bring this to a boil. Lower the heat to a simmer and cover the pot and cook for 20 minutes. Add 2 teaspoons cumin, 2 teaspoons turmeric, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon coarse ground black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 2 cans of drained and rinsed black beans, and mix this all together. Once heated all the way through, they'll be ready to serve. If you've made this recipe for black beans and rice, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog. If you've taken a picture and you want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #DinnerThanDessert. We'd love to hear how it turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.